time to listen to Shirley. Hi, Shirley. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hello. Thank you so much for what you do. Well, my mother is had to have surgery for part of her intestine was blocked, and to kind of fast forward here. So she's been in rehab for about a good month, maybe not that long. But anyway, I noticed that the left side of her body is really swollen. They did say that they found blood clots in her left leg as well, and so they wanted to, you know, we have always embraced, you know, sorry about that, natural remedies, but they insist that they need to do a blood thinner for like 3 months, and so when she's under their care, there wasn't really anything I can do. I did pick up that Naomi that you had recommended, and so they're going to hold off giving her that, and so that'll be what I'll obviously give her long-term maintenance. But my concern right now is that swelling on her left side of the body. I was wondering if they said that that's normal. They see, you know, a lot of their patients like that because they're not moving, they're not very mobile. But I just wanted to get your take and what you think could be going on and if there's something that we should be doing.
Thanks for calling, ma'am. Did they tell you that the swelling is likely due to clots, or they just found the clots as a different thing, or what, ma'am?
No, they thought the swelling was more or less related just to not being very mobile.
Oh, okay. So the clots may be a separate issue then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you said that she's on some sort of blood thinners?
They just started that regimen, yes.
Okay. Well, I think you're quite correct, ma'am. If they had just simply read the Japanese research, which is published in English, by the way, and given her natto kinase, as you know, that's in all the natural food stores, and it does nothing in our bodies at all except float around the bloodstream until it finds a clot. And when it finds a clot, it starts chewing down on it. It does not chew on any other part of the body. If I take one or you take one, ma'am, it just fades away in about 4 to 6 hours, and it's no longer active, and it's gone. But they can chew up clots and eat them and make them go away. And that's well proven Japanese research literature. I'm not quite sure why we don't read medical journals like we should and try things like that, except, oops, it's not patented and not sold by a big pharmaceutical company. Maybe that's the reason. Okay, getting back to the swelling, though, ma'am, the swelling itself.
Before you leave that subject, though, is there something I can read so maybe I can pass it on to them?
Okay. About the best you can do is go to PubMed. Have you heard of that, PubMed?
No.
Okay. All the W's, www.pubmed.gov. And what will come up is called the National Library of Medicine. And there's a place where you enter either authors or titles or subjects you're interested in and go click over there, and up come the articles that have to do with it. So you could do that and enter natto kinase, NATTOKINASE, and go click and see what comes up.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as swelling on one side and not the other, what comes to mind right away is I'll mention this anyway because Shirley did ask about it, and that is, and I guess Shirley has departed the telephone. What comes to mind for anybody else who's interested in swelling on one side of the body is one had ought to put into their search engine Reflexology Clinic, R-E-F-L-E-X, Reflexology, O-L-O-G-Y Clinic, and your city or state, whatever. At Reflexology Clinics, not always, but frequently, they're fined, and they specialize in this. I can find it too, but I don't specialize in it. They specialize in finding people who have blocked lymphatic channels. And one of the reasons why things swell is if our lymph channels are blocked, then that lymph cannot return from the outer reaches of the body, and it recycles and recycles and recycles when we're younger, but it can't recycle itself, and so we just swell up. And a reflexology clinic is not dangerous to visit. They do not do surgery. They do compression, they do pressure on pressure points, and yes, it can be an owie, but many times it helps to free the lymphatic flow from where it was anyway, even if it doesn't cure it totally. It can help it go better so things are less swollen. So anyway, that's that, in case Shirley's still listening.